I'd like to convene the Finance Committee. We're still one short, I think, of a quorum, but there are a number of meetings going on, so we'll probably have another member join us shortly. So, Representative Houseman, I thought if you could begin to go over the bill, the capital investment bill, then as soon as we have a quorum, we'll officially convene, but if you want to start your overview.
And so, Mr. Chair, I'm not to move it at this point.
No, we're still one short.
Well, members and Mr. Chair, my wonderfully loyal committee administrator, Jenny Nash, tells me that I have interesting things to say but not fascinating things to say. And so, with that encouragement from her, I'm going to be far more brief than I was earlier. And I will simply, is she blessing? I will simply reference a number of things in your packets. There is $11 million in the bill for local bridges. You note the local bridges on the waiting list.
Representative Houseman, we do now have a quorum, so I'll officially convene the meeting. If I could just interrupt you for a second then. And the minutes are Monday, March 30th. Representative Champion, you look like you're being studious over there. Did you look at the minutes?
I did, and I moved the minutes dated March 30th, 2009.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Representative Houseman, then, if you want to move the division report so that it's officially before us.
The Capital Investment Finance Division report for House File 855, the first committee engrossment.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried. Representative Houseman, if you'd care to move the bill.
I move House File 855, the first committee engrossment, be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay, and then if you could continue your presentation, thank you.
And so, members, I will just reference that we have $11 million for local bridges. Representative Lake Leader has done his due diligence and tells me that that will do 61 of the most needed bridges. We have in the bill the Moose Lake MSOP expansion, and you have in your package the Minnesota Sex Offender Program estimated per diem, which gives you a motivation for why it's important to move this more quickly, because as you see, as we move toward phase two being full, that per diem is down to 250, which at that point is lower than Wisconsin. And so we are encouraged by both Representative Tilty and Representative Huntley that this is an important issue for us. You have in your packets all of the plans for the University of Minnesota and MinSU to give you a sense of what asset preservation projects could be accomplished. And importantly, we are doing the five vetoed projects from last year. The MinSU board has reaffirmed their commitment to those projects, and we are assured they're shovel-ready, and you see their accelerated timeline for accomplishing the construction of those. That is in your packet, and I believe that is that just quickly tells you what information is available to you. So, the one other thing I will note under University of Minnesota, Representative Tilty's committee recommended two options: a national solar testing and certification laboratory at the University of Minnesota Morris. There is only one in the United States in Florida, and one of our companies in this state that has a project ready to move forward sent his material there for testing and certification. He was told they only do if you heat water and not if you heat air. So they said, send it to Canada. He didn't hear back from them for a very long time and discovered that they were temporarily closed. And so here are the situations where dozens of companies are ready to move ahead, but there is not a testing and certification laboratory. So not only does it help some Minnesota companies, but I suspect could be a revenue producer for someone, whether that is the University of Minnesota. I think we probably have to figure out whether that's BEAD or the University of Minnesota. Under DNR, we have an amount for flood hazard mitigation grants that matches the most crucial projects for federal funding to make sure that those projects move forward. It is far too early to know the full need of the current flood damage, and so this bill certainly does not speak to that, but I am certain that just as we did with southeastern Minnesota, when it is clear what the full need is there, what the damage is, and when it is clear what federal funds are coming in, that this legislature and the governor together will pass a flood relief package. The Rim Reserve is intended to capture federal money. I mentioned the local bridge replacement. There is a rail service improvement and the Minnesota Valley Railroad track rehabilitation. Both of those are freight rail. There's a renewed commitment, I think, for moving more both freight and passengers by rail. In both the Department of Transportation and the Metropolitan Council, we're sort of getting away from this situation where we list all corridors and we have an amount of money that goes both to MnDOT and Met Council for, in the case of MnDOT, commuter and passenger rail, and in the case of Met Council, the transit corridors. They are instructed to maximize federal funding, both regular federal funding and federal stimulus, and then to implement the plans they have. Met Council already has that plan in place, and MnDOT will have their state rail plan by the end of this year. You see Veterans Affairs, we have a small amount of money, indeed, under the redevelopment grant program, a small amount of money for public housing. There is some federal money coming in there. And otherwise, I think, Mr. Chair, I will just respond to questions rather than take any more of your time.
Are there any questions then on the motion that the bill be passed and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means? I'll say none. All those in favor of the motion to pass House File 855 and re-refer it to the Committee on Ways and Means, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Houseman, you have a second bill up, House File 2134.
Yes, I move Capital Investment Finance Division report to House File 2134.
And that motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
And Mr. Chair, I move House File 2134 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means, and I have an author's amendment, A1. Because this is sort of an alternative motion to the one you see, it requires that we are clear that appropriations made in this bill are enacted only once, and I would move A1.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Representative Houseman on the bill.
And that's I think I've probably
pretty
touched
well
on all those pieces.
All those pieces with previous bills. So any further discussion? Seeing none, then Representative Houseman renews her motion that House File 2134 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. As amended, excuse me. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. No. Motion carried. We now have, thank you, Representative Houseman.
Thank you.
And we now have the Bill 1467 by Representative Nelson.
Yeah.
And this one was before transportation, so Representative Champion, do you want to move the division report?
I move the transportation policy and finance division report
for
House File 1467, the first committee engrossment.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Nelson, Representative Champion, we need to move the bill.
Yeah, I move House File number 1467, the first committee engrossment, be recommended to pass and place on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us, and Representative Nelson on the bill.
And thank you, Mr. Chair and committee, and I believe what we're here for is the fiscal part of it, and there's a fiscal note that's been provided for this that shows there's no fiscal cost to this bill to the state or local government.
I have an amendment here. Did Is that an author's amendment? Or?
I'm not aware of an amendment, but I guess if you give me a...
What's the still number?
1467. Well, why, obviously it's not your amendment.
Not my amendment.
Why don't you explain the bill? And
what the bill does, and the gentleman from the railroad isn't here to help me today, so be kind. What the bill does is it basically has MnDOT, directs MnDOT to apply for the safety grants from the Federal Railroad Administration and to try and get this, what they call dark track, these switches or these indicators on there. And there's a fund that's there for that. The railroads would apply for this, and then they get the money from the federal government. So there's no cost to the MnDOT about it. It's just MnDOT. It's telling MnDOT to apply for these grants from the federal government. There's been a problem with them getting them in the past.
Okay, and Ed, is there any discussion? President Silver?
I noticed that there is a difference between the amendment that's mm-hmm. before us and the bill itself, and I'm...
That was going to be my next question.
I'll let you handle it.
Representative Nelson, we got staff says we got an email from your office that they were going to drop an amendment off.
Okay, that was news to me. This is, I guess, the Senate language in the bill, and we have the House language, and paragraph C is the...
If you want to figure that out,
give me a second here.
Why don't I temporarily lay the bill over, and we have Representative Beard's bill.
Okay.
And then you can figure out what the situation is with those amendments. So we'll temporarily lay over House File 1467, and Representative Beard, you have House File 775, Representative Champion.
I move the Transportation Policy Division report for House File number 775.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Representative Champion.
I move House File number 775 be recommended to pass and placed on the consent calendar.
And I'm told by the chief author that it's basically a housekeeping non-controversial bill, so if you could explain the bill, and if it appears to be non-controversial, as you say, then we'll put it on the consent calendar.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let this committee be the judge of that. It's what this is language that helps line up practice that's actually being done to making the law conform to what we're actually doing. Back in 2005, we changed the Department of Vehicle Services to fee-based operation, and we imposed a whole set of fees for different things, like in this case, handicapped parking place. In practice, the department is doing exactly what we asked them to do, except that we didn't have in statute that they actually had the authority to collect the $2 fee or whatever it was. It amounts to about less than $1,000 a year, and so this makes the language line up with what we've actually been doing in practice. So they will no longer be extra legal, they'll be legal. And that's the bill.
Okay, and are there any questions then of Representative Beard? Well, seeing none then, Representative Champion renews his motion that House File 775 be recommended to pass and placed on the consent calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
We'll revert back then to House File 1467. Representative Beard's bill went so fast, I don't know if that gave them a chance enough to huddle to...
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nelson, So Representative Champion then renews his motion that House File 1467, the first committee engrossment, be recommended to class and placed on the general register. So
and there's a delete all amendments A309A315 amendment that I was just informed. There was when the language was put on in the amendment was put on in committee. There were some issues with it, and it didn't come out correct in the first engrossment. So this puts in the language that we want. And this is one technical change that I need to do to delete all amendments.
Okay, and what is that?
On line 1.25, delete declination and put acceptance. Replace that with acceptance.
Okay, did everybody get that?
No. And that's because request of the
that on, and then we'll move the amendment. That'll put the amendment the way you want it.
That puts the amendment the way I want it.
Okay.
And we'll just
incorporate that into the amendment. And so, Representative Champion, would you move the amendment?
I move the amendment 0315.
Okay. The
A09-0315.
Okay. The amendment is before us, and that'll put the bill in the way in the form that you'd like it, including that language we incorporated.
Including the language incorporated. And the reason, Mr. Chair and the committee, the reason for the changing of the language. The railroads were uncomfortable with declining. So we give a list of people that turned it down, and if you look in the bill, there's on these grants, there's a 20% match that the railroads have to come up with, and if they have to decline it because of not having enough funds of themselves to be able to pay their 20% match, they were concerned about that, having a list of people that turned it down and being punished because of that. This gives you a list of the people that accepted these grants. And we still get that at the being able to track who's doing this and who's not doing this, so we can track these safety improvements.
Okay, so any discussion then on the amendment? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Nelson, any? And explain the amendments pretty well.
Explain the bill. Yeah.
So, any questions then on the bill? Seeing none, then Representative Champion renews his motion that House File 1467, the first committee engrossment, be recommended to pass as amended.
Mr. Finch, not being one to quibble over proper English comes from the Iron Range, but I think you have to change the ought to an and. Before acceptance. And acceptance, not acceptance. Even arranged for notice.
And acceptance. Do you want to move that correction?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Representative Ruth Cavina moved the correction. Did you get that? Any discussion?
An Iron Ranger correcting a carpenter.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor of the bill passing and being placed on the general register, House File 1467.
On the consent calendar?
No.
General Register.
Yeah, General Register.
Yeah. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. That concludes the business for the evening. So with that, thank you all, and meeting adjourned.